Eric Schmidt, Google CEO from 2001 to 2011, says he is optimistic about the impact of AI agents on the advancement of science. One reason is the reproducibility crisis, which is when scientists are challenged in reproducing the results of other scientists, usually since the first scientists might not have recorded all steps. In contrast, agents have logs that record all actions and decisions. Another reason is that an AI agent can read thousands of papers in an hour, design 500 molecules, and simply learn at a rate never before seen in projects. The mood is not so optimistic among academic researchers. There is a sentiment among university AI researchers that they have lost agency, because universities cannot afford the GPUs to design and run frontier AI models. There has been a large exodus of researchers from universities towards private AI companies. A TechCrunch article looks at a growing disenchantment around AI among the U.S. public. In recent polling by Pew Research, 52% of U.S. citizens said that they are more concerned than excited about AI in daily life. This figure is up from 37% in 2021. A key fundamental concern is that people are not seeing the net positive impact of AI on their lives. Many see it as a tool that is undermining education as children and college students make overextensive use of it, creating doubts about the real value of today's diplomas. Dario Amodei, CEO of Anthropic, wrote, "I think by far the most accurate criticism of AI companies, including Anthropic, is that we haven't yet delivered on our big promises to benefit the world. That is totally on us." A research project called the AI Observatory has analyzed thousands of human chatbot conversations and found that topics discussed differ significantly from the topics that OpenAI and Anthropic present in their regular reports. For non-work conversations, the researchers found that 44.2% related to health and relationships, 7.9% related to adult of illicit topics, 27.5% to harassment and hate, and 16.7% to sexual content. These percentages are significantly higher than figures coming from Anthropic. For the AI Observatory, it is essential to have independent verifiable data on topics discussed between people and chatbots because these data will determine how policymakers should regulate the chatbot industry. DeepSeek is raising prices by as much as 1,100% for some of its online models. The company had previously been one of the least expensive AI companies. The reason for the price increase is simply the large increase in demand. Anthropic also increased its prices last July. Organizations are increasingly using multiple AI models. In their infrastructure, a model router is a component that delegates a request to a particular model. Usually, the choice of model would depend on the nature of the work, e.g., coding or image generation might use different models. However, pricing is now an important factor in deciding on the model to use. A study in Nature on the impact of AI on reducing costs of natural gas and oil extraction warns that AI-supported optimization is actually leading to a 1.2% to 4.8% increase in 2024 global energy-related CO2 emissions. The International Energy Agency estimates that AI could boost technically recoverable oil and gas reserves by 5% and cut the cost of deepwater offshore projects by 10%. This has led to representatives of the oil industry to see AI as leading to the next fracking boom. Optimizations gained from AI such as grid optimization are still not enough to offset the increase in CO2 emissions from new oil and gas extractions. In research by Anthropic on the behavior of AI agent swarms, three Claude agents were given access to the same codebase, but each were given slightly incompatible instructions. The agents started a turf war in many cases and sabotaged each other's work with increasingly aggressive, self-replicating malware. There is also evidence of mob mentality or peer pressure. In some cases, agents would replicate the behavior of other agents, even when the other agent is malicious. Like humans, agents do not always know who to trust. Meanwhile, Z.AI has released its latest model GLM 5.3. The new model exhibits a significant improvement in cybersecurity and even found a potentially serious vulnerability in Cursor, the AI coding company now owned by SpaceX. One interesting aspect of GLM 5.3 is that it was developed without a new base model. GLM 5.3 is based on the 43 billion parameter model of GLM 5.2. Z.AI applied a post-training phase which is significantly less expensive than training a base model. Google has disbanded its AlphaFold project team, with several members leaving the company. AlphaFold was the AI program dedicated to accurately predicting the three-dimensional structure of proteins from amino acid sequences. The project's directors won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry in 2024. For the Financial Times, the disbandment of the AlphaFold team corresponds to a desire by Google to focus as much resources as possible on the development of Gemini. Finally, an investigation by The Guardian newspaper has found a large discrepancy between the AI compute power that Microsoft claims to possess and its actual compute power. The article suggests that Microsoft is facing a serious shortage of GPUs. Internal company documents suggest that Microsoft currently has around 2.2 million AI chips installed. This is a relatively low number given that 1.8 million chips had already been installed at the end of 2024, and the company has invested $280 billion in AI, land, buildings, chips, since 2022, with $41 billion in the last quarter. Microsoft announced in April the opening of two data centers called Fairwater in the U.S. states of Wisconsin and Georgia. The company has since admitted that these are only partly operational.